Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And it's Monday afternoon, and that means it's Culinary Atlanta time. And today I have my co-host with me, Seven. What's going on, Seven?
Hey, everyone. Always happy to be here. It's been a busy week for us.
Yeah. So what's been going on? I know you had a lot going on early last week, right?
Yeah, we participated in ATL Burger Week last week, and we don't even really make burgers. But I think on Monday, Fox News called and they're like, you know, you're on TV on tomorrow at 6 a.m. And I'm like, I did not know that. So it was fun. We showed up. We had a great time. Shout out to Buck on Fox News and everyone at Good Day. And we're looking forward to it. You guys still have time to vote for best burger in Atlanta for us at Poke Burry.
Got to do that then, vote for your burger. So if it's not, you're not burger people, but then what is your burger made of?
It's a Korean barbecue burger. So it is Asian inspired, but we like to think of it as, it doesn't matter what kind of food it is. We just make good food. So we had a chance to do a sandwich competition and we won that. We had a chance to do corn dogs and we won that. And now I guess we have the chance to be best burger in Atlanta, but it's up to you guys. So vote for us and we'll see.
Well, where can we vote for you?
Go to ATL Burger Week.
Good deal. All right. And how long do we have to vote?
I have no idea. So do it right now.
Just go right now.
Do it right now because I think it ends sometime this week, but they haven't told us exactly yet.
Okay. Well, great. And so I know you brought some friends with you to the studio. So who'd you bring with you?
Yeah. So we have some really amazing guests today, really good food people. This is actually one of my favorite new restaurants, or at least it's new to me, but it's one of my favorite restaurants in Alpharetta. It's the guys from Maven Restaurant Group, and they have South Main Kitchen, Butcher and Brew, and a whole bunch of other things that they're here to talk to you guys about today.
Well, great. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy
thank
to
you
be here.
Thanks for having us.
So how did you guys, how did you all meet? How did you get started with South Main and everything that you're doing?
Well, South Main, it started with me. I started South Main Kitchen in 2013. Mm-hmm. Andy joined me about a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Introduce yourself to just so everyone knows.
Sorry. My name is Louis Soon. Mm-hmm. I'm the owner of Maven Restaurant Group, which owns South Main Kitchen and Butcher and Brew. And with me, I have Andy yeah. Long.
Who's Andy.
The culinary director.
And then mm-hmm. Blake Hartley. I am the sous chef of South Main Kitchen.
Nice. So how did you guys all meet and start?
I started this company in 2013. Okay. I opened up South Main Kitchen in 2013. And I've known Andy actually for 8 years now.
Huh? Yeah.
So we've been in contact for a while. We've been friends for a long period of time. And when I opened up South Main Kitchen, he kind of shadowed me, helped me out a little bit, but he was doing his own thing. And then we joined forces, I'd say maybe
a little over 2 years ago for permanently.
Yeah, permanently, yeah. And mm-hmm. he's been running the entire program ever since.
Wow. So you took over, you have the whole restaurant group, and then you're the culinary director of just South Main?
Both restaurants and okay. all the restaurants.
All the restaurants. Okay. So what does a culinary director do?
I kind of oversee both kitchens. You know, we have a group of guys at each kitchen that are doing the day-to-day, running the kitchen. And we collaborate together on menu and everything that we're doing.
Okay. And so what kind of food does South Main and Butcher and Brew make?
So South Main is Southern inspired, I guess you could say, but we really focus on some of the highest quality ingredients that you can find. Local. We are buying some produce from a farm right down the street from us, Levity Farms.
Okay.
Great couple. It's a husband wife team, and we're buying their salad greens, we're buying radishes, we're buying turnips. What else have we bought from them?
Kohlrabi's another
kohlrabi.
Kind of out there vegetable. But it's a beautiful thing when prepared properly. So
what is that?
Kohlrabi's in the brassica family. So it's going to be spherical, kind of bulbous, and we actually take it. Right now we're doing an application where we're salt baking it, letting it steam, and its flavor profiles, I think when it comes out of the salt bake, is very much like buttered popcorn.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
But it's really cool. But, you know, I'm going to kind of ping pong a little bit of just the South Main philosophy. So farm to table, you know, it's mm-hmm. really something. We kind of reopened the doors last September, kind of when I came on board. And we've really focused heavily on, like Andy was saying, just sourcing local, getting away from conventional produce, and having something with a story. You know, people are coming in to stay in time. They see things on social media, and they have this vision, this expectation, and we want to actually meet that as they hit the door and come in for that experience. And it takes a lot of time just to kind of get those networks and relationships established. Mm-hmm. But it's something I think we're, you know, corralling and curating each and every day as a team. That's something that Louis kind of, you know, brings to the table for us as far as just creatives, where he sets that platform for us and supports us in that. And that's awesome.
Yeah. Building relationships inside the restaurant and building relationships outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about.
Down to the plateware. Yeah. So wow. It's a full collaboration across the board.
Uniform. It's by LCAD.
LCAD. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Local guy out of Pond City Market. Mm. The plates all from
Summer Triangle in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
Husband wife team, hand making plates.
Wow.
Dorothy Craig. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to
her. We're actually the only restaurant, I believe, in Atlanta that has that.
So, wow.
You know, those details just, you know, in the grand scheme help to just set South Main apart in what it is.
Yeah. So Louis, how did you go about deciding that you wanted, you know, the local farm to table? You wanted these little pieces that were true and, you know, really building community within the community that you're in. Why did you decide to really dive into that?
It started for me first about building relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when you know somebody and you're comfortable with them, you know, you'll go a little further for them.
Yeah.
And I felt that was where direction I wanted to head into with everybody. And it's kind of how we just, I've started and Andy's continued it and everybody else in the front of the house as well. You know, we just try to build relationships. And as long as you build the relationships within your community, I mean, first of all, the food's 100% better. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're getting lettuce at its peak. You know, you're getting the best nutrients out of it. So you're winning all the way around. They're winning, we're winning. You know, we have these guys at Maverick, not me, they've built an awesome relationship with Levity Farms. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely because I even got a text from Lana and Zach, because they had dinner, you know, for the first time because they're always working. And they really, really enjoyed themselves. So stuff like that kind of...
It's cool to see the full circle when they've been, you know, working day in and day out in the sun to get that produce to our doorstep. And it coming through the back door. And then we manipulate it and cook the product and make it flavorful. And then for them to be able to sit down and enjoy it. You know, seeing that smile on their face, that's the full picture right there.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's clear the passion for community that comes through and the passion for food that you guys have. So I was wondering if each of you could kind of dive into that a little bit, where your passion for community building and your passion for food and just developing it in the way that you have comes from. Lou, if you want to kick us off.
My passion, I mean, I would say, you know, all around, because even at my gym, and I'll just give a shout out to CrossFit Terminus, you know.
CrossFit Terminus? Yeah. I do CrossFit too, but I know CrossFit Terminus.
You know, so even in the gym that I chose, they build a community, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and the way, you know, it's just building relationships. And I'll go back to just building relationships and taking that relationship and just building from there and taking it to another level. So I've done that in the grand scheme with each one of my guys. And that's kind of allowed them to start building their own relationships on the side. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's a domino effect.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in the restaurant, you know, and you walk in there, I feel comfortable. You know, they feel comfortable. You know, you can walk into my kitchen right now, go to the back and pick something off and whatever it is, where you'll 100%. Mm. Yeah. So it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I'd love to speak to what we were saying, because that's where I go on my first dates. That's where I go when I want to impress somebody. That's where I go.
Wait for the pair.
That's also where I go when I'm in my pajamas and I just get off work and I'm like, oh, no, everyone else is going to make fun of me for looking homeless right now. Except everyone there is super nice. And, you know, just like what he's saying with community, they reached out to me. They're nice to me. Everyone there knows me. By the second or third time I went there, went to their, us and actually the guys from Scout Mob who can't be here today. Shout out to John and Anderson. We came to check out their rooftop opening and everyone was friendly. Got to talk to Louis, got to talk to everybody and everyone just, it's really nice. So, I mean, that's the community part. And we try to do that with our restaurants too. So it's really a big thing today to see your network and see, you know, there's so much in such a small area of you for you to tap into. And most people kind of ignore that. So it's amazing what they do.
I believe we're in the service industry. I mean, that's what that's what I chose to do for the rest of my life. That means I'm here to serve you. So anytime somebody's in there, I actually get a thrill out of seeing somebody have a good time. I really do.
Yeah.
As far, I'll ping pong off the passion part, but it starts for me just around the table. You know, food is the element. We cook food every day and we love, and you know, that's part of the grand picture. You know, the conversations and community that can be kind of harbored out of the table. I think that oftentimes gets overlooked sometimes. People come in, they have a food, you know, they have an expectation for the food and what they want. And it's up to us to match that and meet that expectation. But the conversations you can have, you know, and the food being kind of another element to that, you know, that's where my job comes in, and just making sure that little detail of the overall experience is that one of a good one. So.
Yeah. And so food really is that connecting piece. I mean, it's the community clearly. And yeah. Like you're saying, how people can make you feel in an instant, but it's interesting how, I mean, for all four of you, it's that food is really the...
And going through a multi-course, you know, experience, you know, with each new course, that's a new chapter, a new page for the vision, you know, that we have as a collective of chefs. It's cool to kind of see. That's been awesome. You know, when I came on, just being able to work with these guys, Louie and Andy, and just how easy it's been to kind of come together and create for Alpharetta, and not only Alpharetta, but you know, for the city and state. I mean, it's really cool because you don't see that oftentimes in a lot of bigger restaurants, you know?
Yeah, we're really trying to build something there. You know, we've built a family, and I think the vibe of our restaurant, you know, you can kind of feel that, you know, like Seven said, you know, when you come in, you know, we try to treat people like family. We treat each other like family. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is collaborative. Mm-hmm. I mean, we sit around and we can talk about food all day long.
Yeah, and not get hungry, but continue on.
Yeah, we talk every day, literally every day we talk about something. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, every day we're talking about even the stuff that happens to deal with LePere and comes to the design point of view. I still talk to Andy. You know, I said, what do you recommend this? What do you do this? The music. I mean, everything. It's just actually Andy.
Details.
Yeah, the details. Yeah, Andy actually created the entire playlist for Southman Kitchen. Mm-hmm. So now you're eating the food with love while you're listening to music. Yeah. So it's like it's like a total package when you eat.
Man. So it's going from, I mean, not just the food point of view and the business point of view, but it's literally, I mean, that didn't occur to me, you know, every little thing about it, the music, down to the music of it.
The vibe has got to be spot on.
Yeah. Whole experience.
Wow.
Yeah,
we really feel like we have a real soulful kind of restaurant. So we wanted to, you know, in our music, we just
got a lot of love.
Yeah, get a lot of feeling.
How did you go about discerning what that vibe was going to be? Or did the customers kind of dictate that? And did you get a feel for it as more people came? Or, I mean, how did you decide?
Yeah, I mean, I had a vision for the food. And you know, the way I cook it is pretty simple. But, you know, it's all about quality.
Yeah.
You know, and just highlighting quality ingredients. And then just taking it further down the line of simplicity and, I mean, comfortableness. You know, when you walk into South Main Kitchen, it's just, you just feel so comfortable.
Yeah. It's very warming. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Down to the bourbon.
We do have a nice selection of alcohol. Yeah. a nice selection.
It's the most important part.
And we have Cody as well. Cody and Ryan, which is, they're not here. They're Cody's our cocktail guru. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Cody and Ryan, who's our, and he's focuses just on beer. Cody focuses just on cocktails. Mm. You know, so each, and we have also our pastry chef,
Elise,
who again just focuses on pastry. So that menu is a complete collaboration of, you know, each one doing their part, you know, to make it something.
And everybody's all in.
Everybody's all in. Mm. Yeah.
Gotta be.
Mm. Yeah. So going back to that, you know, fostering community from the outside and bringing your patrons in, bringing those customers in. How do you, I mean, how does that flip to, I mean, again, your employees, people that work for you, people that work with you, how do you continue that and, kind of bring that perspective from your employees and, from the ones that you bring to your customers as well?
I guess you could say it starts with us.
Yeah.
So it starts with us and then us continually maintaining the same precedence every day and what we stand for, what we're about. Mm-hmm. And if you continue this, you know, on a daily basis, you know, it takes 21 days to create a habit. It takes 1 day to break one. Mm-hmm. So I figure if we continue this every day, every day, every day, every day, and keep on doing this, they will think this is the norm.
Yeah.
And this is how it should be. Yeah. You know, and that's kind of what we've sort of developed, you know, over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same person in the kitchen that I am out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to do it the right way.
Yep.
That's
have
it.
Fun doing it.
Yeah.
We got to have a ton of fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
I bet you guys great, do.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Yes. Yeah.
So from where you guys started to where you are now, where you're growing, what is, I mean, talking about vision and the trajectory of where you're going, what is on the horizon for you guys?
All right. So we have Le Pierre, which is a seafood restaurant that we're opening. That should be open hopefully November 1st.
Okay.
It's in the Alpharetta City Center, right across South Main Kitchen and Butcher and Brew.
Yeah.
And then we have Butcher and Brew number 2, which can open up in March of 2019. Along with the taco stand.
Ooh.
Yes, by the way. And we haven't talked about Butch and Brew, but Butch and Brew is also a fantastic. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
It's a kind of industrial kind of feel, city feel. I mean, a lot of the vibes were actually stolen from the city, actually from CrossFit Terminus,
okay.
The black and white. A lot of pictures are actually in there. And then Andy obviously did the food part of it. Just basically beer. Awesome sandwiches, mm-hmm. You know.
I mean, we're making everything from scratch. It's like an intimate sports bar, but
yeah.
Wow.
Ton of quality going in there.
Yeah. Ton
so
of quality.
Why the two different, I mean, you have South Main and then Butcher and Brew. Those are, I mean, two different kinds of vibes, two different feels. So mm-hmm. Is it just that you're in Alpharetta and then a different location that you're trying to cater to the community or?
They're right next to each other.
They're right next to each other. Okay. Each other. Yeah. So I couldn't put nothing. I couldn't put something, but I also love, I love sandwiches.
Yeah.
I want to. Yeah, I love and Fred's Meat and Bread, probably one of my best sandwich places in the city. Todd Gisenberg. Mm-hmm. And I love sandwiches. I just really love and the key ingredient for a good sandwich is the bread. You know, which we actually get the bread from them. You know,
okay.
Thing we don't make.
The one thing we don't make is the bread, but they do such a great job and Todd does a good job of caring about his food that we respect whatever he does for us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That goes back too, to just supporting local purveyors too. Yeah. That's part of our big vision. We actually have a snippet on the bottom of our menu just with everybody that we're supporting. So
that's awesome.
TGM has been one of those that's at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
But then why did you open them right next to each other? What was the idea?
Well, I mean, I made that decision. I like having good options next to good options.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm the best option. I let you guys decide that. But, you know, I think it's always cool if you have if you have 5 good restaurants next to each other, then the chances that you're going to have, you know, a lot more people coming. And, people means energy. You know, and if you have good energy happening with good food, people having a good time, it just creates a good vibe all the way around. And obviously, Alpharetta's, you know, I'm sort of kind of the one that started in Alpharetta, you know, get it going a little bit on a foodie. I guess a point of view, and I just felt there was a lot of potential in Alpharetta.
Okay.
For this market.
Yeah, we love that because we actually Poke Burry and Lifting Noodles are right next to each other, and this way we did it because it's more manageable for us. Otherwise,
it is also more manageable, correct? Yes,
it does. It definitely helps us attract people to our city, like because of the two of them, we've brought over 40,000 people to East Atlanta last year, which is pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah.
So I'm sure you guys like these guys are making a huge impact on their part of the city, and now their new restaurant's going to be there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, to that point, Seven, just choosing Alpharetta, you feel that it's up and coming. So, why did you feel that way when you planted your first restaurant there?
So, Alpharetta, I met the mayor, David Bellau. And David Bellau, you know, and I think I had maybe 4 or 5 conversations with him. And that was right before, I mean, nothing was down there. And his vision was, you know, on point with mine, you know, and in regards to growth, you know, and developing his city any way he can. So if I figure if that man puts, a person like the mayor puts that much effort into developing his city, I'd want to be part of it, you know. And obviously I didn't have an idea Alpharetta City Center was coming, but I was glad that I made the decision because it is just, it's amazing. It's really amazing. I mean, the community up there is just fantastic. You can smell the growth in the area. You can smell the growth in the air. It's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. So you have the one new restaurant that's coming up. Do you have any, what else is on the horizon and your just vision for where you're going?
After we have Butcher and Brew number 2.
Butcher and Brew, okay.
That's like off exit 12.
Okay.
Tokayo,
which
that's our taco stand.
Yeah.
Yes. I will make sure, I'll make sure you come to the opening for Le Pierre. It's going to be exciting. That's going to happen in March 2019. Yes.
Okay.
At exit 12 as well.
Well, great. That's awesome. And if somebody wanted to learn more about you guys and just get more information, social media, website, where would they do that?
You can go directly to our mavenrestaurantgroup.com.
Okay.
And it tells you all the restaurants that we're currently have right now and the ones that we're opening. It has a link to our social media. So you can see, all the pictures that we take in-house. And, you know, I guess once you look at our photos, tells 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. When you see what we're doing, you know, hopefully that will entice you guys to come and grab a bite.
Yeah, either Butcher Brew or something. Yeah, South Main Kitchen and Butcher and Brew on Instagram. They're great follows.
I bet they are. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man,
yeah. You're just going to see a picture and you're going to run.
Yeah. Fried Chicken Thursday.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Fried Chicken Thursday.
Very limited thing.
Yep.
First come, first serve.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, man. Is there any kind of special Monday thing?
With time. A lot of moving gears right now.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. I'm really excited for November and Taco Sand next year. I'm super excited for that. So, Seven, if someone wanted to learn more about you and what you're doing, where would they do that?
Just check us out, as always, at PokeBurry or at Lifting Noodles Ramen. And for this week, go to atlburgerweek.com and vote for us. If you've had our burger, it's your favorite burger, vote for us. And even if you haven't, vote for us anyway. We'll take it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We actually have Taste of Alpharetta this Thursday as well.
Oh, do you really?
We'll both be out there.
Okay. Yeah. Taste of Alpharetta.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Come get a bite.
Yeah.
Do you have to buy tickets for that, or can you just show up? How would you do?
You could just show up, and I believe, and you can, they'll sell you tickets. I think that it's really cheap. And then a lot of it goes to charity as well.
Okay.
I think you buy tickets, and then you can buy, you know, go to different stands.
You'll buy bites with the tickets.
Yeah, oh,
buy
sweet. Yeah.
So over like 30 local vendors. So
You go and you buy tickets, or can you buy tickets online? Do you know where you would do that?
I think you buy them when you get there.
You just go there?
Yeah, okay. When you get there. And last year, I think we had, every year they have a turnaround between 25,000 to 50,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just real quick, tell everyone what you guys are making so they're excited.
Yeah.
Over at Butcher and Brew, we're doing something that we call the Eagle.
Eagle.
Yeah, that's Liam's awesome. Eagle. It's going to be a bomb kind of Philly style cheesesteak. Got to have the whiz. But it's shaved ribeye. Shaved ribeye, garlic aioli, charred onions, jalapenos, and of course the whiz.
Everything is always just a few dollars, right? A Taste of Atlanta. So
yeah, exactly. $3.
It'd be everything. A good value.
Yeah, $3.
And then South Main, we're doing Cheshire pork tenderloin with some of Glenn Roberts' products from Anson Mills. We're going to be using some Carolina Gold rice, some Sea Island peas, and we're making a Hoppin' John with some house-made chow chow and a little Nine South sauce. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds great. I'm super excited. And if you want to go to Taste of Alpharetta, it is this Thursday from 5 to 10 in downtown Alpharetta. It's at awesomealpharetta.com to learn more.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys all so much. It was a great segment, and it was great to hear your story and just to keep updated with you, Seven. So thank you to all of our guests here, and thank you to Seven and to Handpicked Atlanta. And we'll see you guys next time on Atlanta Business Radio.